Yeah, that's right. So today, the president, once again, another day, another round of executive orders, this time, as we mentioned, on his plans for climate change. Now, he said that he was going to do something like this on the campaign trail, and we're seeing it come to fruition today. Pages and pages of new directives, and it is getting some pushback now from the other side of the aisle.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden elevated climate change as a national priority.
In my view, we've already waited too long to deal with this climate crisis. We can't wait any longer. We see it with our own eyes. We feel it.
Wednesday, the president signed two far-reaching executive orders on climate. Among dozens of actions, the orders prioritize climate as national security and foreign policy issues, ban new oil and gas leases on federal land, and mandate all federal agencies to buy clean or zero-emission vehicles made in America.
We're dealing with this existential threat to the planet, and increasing our economic growth and prosperity are one and the same. When I think of climate change, I think of, and the answers to it, I think of jobs.
The president says he wants to create those jobs in the renewable energy and low-emission vehicle sectors, and says the situation is urgent, citing record years for wildfires, tornadoes, and flooding nationwide.
The stakes on climate change just simply couldn't be any higher than they are right now.
The Biden administration also plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords. John Kerry, the president's special envoy for climate, says international cooperation is key to making any difference.
Almost 90% of all of the planet's emissions, global emissions, come from outside of U.S. borders. We could go to zero tomorrow, and the problem isn't solved.
But for lawmakers from states where coal, oil, and natural gas are economic drivers, Biden's executive orders are concerning.
Yeah, Keystone, we just have a disagreement there.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from the coal-producing state of West Virginia opposes some of Biden's new plans, like ending construction on the Keystone pipeline, which would have brought oil from Canada into the U.S.
Well, I know that product's still coming to the United States. Mm-hmm. I think it's safer to come by pipe than it is by road or rail.
And I'm not going to sit idly by, or my colleagues, if the Biden administration enforces policies that threaten Wyoming's economy and the lifebloods of so many people.
Many Republican senators like John Barrasso and Lisa Murkowski say Biden's policies will mean lost jobs for workers in their states.
We need these resources. We need these resources. We need the jobs that come with them and the economic strength that comes with production.
Despite her concerns, Murkowski said she does support clean energy sources and expressed optimism about plans to develop new technologies and jobs around them.
So clearly, the administration is making this a pillar of their administration. In fact, another thing they did today was create a White House Office of Climate Domestic Policy. They say that they're going to have somebody who is involved with their climate issues at the table, whether it be domestic issues or foreign issues. Every big thing that they deal with, some person on climate is going to be involved in those discussions. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.